إلهي أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى. الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected gathering, we are about to enter the blessed month of Ramadan, which is a great gift and a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most likely today is going to be the last day of Sha'ban, and we look forward to the sighting of the crescent this afternoon, tonight, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What advice can be given before the month of Ramadan? I would like to think that there is no advice that is better than that advice which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to his ummah over 1400 years ago. Whose words can be better than his words, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the Sahaba, they used to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even in the minutest of things, because of their love, because of their ishq, because of their hub for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would imitate him. Even when speaking, if he would do something while speaking, they would do that same thing. They would reenact whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had did to cherish the fond memories. As I see it, here we have an opportunity to reenact something, subhanallah, which took place way back in Medina, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a chance to imitate him and to reenact that act which took place in the golden days of Islam, in the days of Medina, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba. And it was, what was that act? It was the last day of Sha'ban. Like today, it's going to be the last day of Sha'ban, inshallah. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave some advice to his companions. So we will also use this hadith which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used before Ramadan. We may have heard it before, but you know what? When something is about to begin, then the mudhakara before that thing begins is very, very beneficial. and the advice which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the khutbah which he delivered on the last day of Shaban, is such a khutbah which is jami' and mani', very comprehensive, inclusive and exclusive. So we go straight into the khutbah, the words of the Blessed Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we hear these words, we should reflect, meditate and contemplate. We should think as though the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually addressing us. We can imagine and go back in time when it was the last day of Shaban and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam delivered this khutbah to his Sahaba. If we can recall that and think about it, and we can imagine that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking to us today. The hadith is from that famous Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Hazrat Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Salman said, Qatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akiri yawmin min sha'ban. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a khutbah. He gave us a bayan, a lecture, waz, nasihat on the last day of Sha'ban. Faqal, the Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, Qad adallakum shahrun azim, shahrun azimun mubarakun, that certainly indeed has dawned upon you a great blessed month. The month of Ramadan. Ya ayyuhan nas, ay logo, O people, listen well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is speaking. These are his words which came out from his blessed lips. He is addressing the ummah. Qad adallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun, a great blessed month has dawned upon you. Shahrun fihi layla, a month wherein is a night, the best of all nights. Khairum min alfi shahr, which is better than 1,000 months in virtue, in blessings. Shahrun ja'alallahu siyamahu fariida, it is a month in which Allah has made fasting compulsory, fard, not nafil, not optional, but He has made it fard. Wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa, and He has made the standing by night a sunnah, the taraweeh a sunnah. It is sunnati mu'akkada, emphasize sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to encourage us that this month is not to be treated lightly. This month is not to be treated with insignificance. Every Ramadan that we get, it is a chance again to make better. Every Ramadan is a plus. Subhanallah. Ramadan is the time to get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are advancing towards the akhirah. We are advancing towards the grave. It is getting closer and closer to us. When you are advancing towards something, you are getting closer to it. And we are going away from the dunya. So the dunya is becoming farther and farther and farther away from us. It is a month of becoming close to Allah. It is not a man that we should treat with insignificance. So Sarkare do Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues his khutbah. Man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin. Anybody who seeks closeness to Allah in this month by performing any nafil act, any optional act, whether it be that of sadaqah, whether it be that of salat, man taqarraba fihi bi khasla. Anyone who seeks qurb and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month through a small deed, through any nafil, any optional act, kana kaman adda faridatan fima siwa, he will be like that one who has performed a fard act in any month besides that of Ramadan. Wow! What that means is that for every nafil that we do in this month, the virtue is equivalent to a fard. So, if throughout the year we never used to perform any nafil salat, here is a time to perform ishraq, to perform tahajjud, to perform awwabin. The month should be different, and with every nafil carries the virtue of a fard. Remember that this is the month of earning. وَمَنْ أَدَّ فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ. And anyone who performs a fard act in this month, a compulsory duty, a fard act, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّ سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى, he will be like that one. He is like that one who has performed 70 farz in a month other than Ramadan. So with every nafil act, every nafil deed, every nafil salat is equivalent to a fard, and every fard is equivalent to 70 farz. What does that mean? It means we should make a little more emphasis on the farais. If we used to perform the farz at home, we should make an effort to come in the masjid and perform it. We should make an effort to perform the miswak before the fard. We should make an effort to get takbir-e-ula. We should make an effort to come and perform the sunnah before the farz. Perform this farz in akmalul wajhi, in the most complete of ways. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued speaking to his ummah. Wa huwa shahru sabr. It is the month of sabr. It is the month of patience. While fasting is a blessed, sacred, holy month, we need to adopt patience. Sabr, to get up every morning. Break of dawn is 4:44. To get up about 4 o'clock. A quarter to four, do some ibadat, eat sahri, come to the masjid for farz, to do it on a daily basis, to be obedient to Allah, to fast every day. As-sabru ala ta'a. Patience is needed in three circumstances. And sabr is such a great virtue. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salam. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the patient ones. Allah is with the patient ones. Sabr. As-sabru ala ta'a. To be obedient to Allah, you need patience. Patience upon the acts of obedience day after day, night after night. As-sabru anil masiyah. Secondly, sabr is needed to stay away from sins. Day after day, night after night, temptation after temptation, to hold back the nafs and stay away from the sinful things, sabr is also needed. And thirdly, as-sabru indal bala. Sabr is needed at the time of difficulties and calamities when they fall. And this month, oh subhanallah, this month of Ramadan is known as Shahru Sabri, the month of patience. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. It is the month of patience and sabr. وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And patience, sabr, what about it? The true reward of patience and sabr is Jannah. So it's the month for you to keep patience and not get angry and not become sour and display an unpleasant type of behavior, but to be calm and cool, non-argumentative, display sabr. وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the true reward of sabr is Jannah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues his khutbah. وَالشَّهْرُ الْمُوَاسَةِ. It is the month of sympathy. It is the month of feelings. If our hearts are hard during the rest of the year, in this month of Ramadan, there should be sympathy. There should be feelings. There should be compassion. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَةِ وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاتِ وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَثَوَابُ الصَّبْرِ الْجَنَّةِ وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues his khutbah. فِي آكِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَابَانَ. On the last day of Shaban. وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْكِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهِ. It is a month wherein the risk and sustenance of a believer is increased. Subhanallah. The risk, the sustenance of a mu'min is increased in this month. And we really see that type of things that we get in Ramadan, we don't get it out of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us here to be loving, kind, concerned about one another. He said, "Man fattara fihi sa'ima." Anyone who gives a fasting person something to break his fast with, kana magfiratan lidhunubihi, it will be forgiveness for his sins. That act will bring forgiveness for his sins. وَإِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And it will be freedom for his neck from the fire of Jahannam. Simple act. إِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Freedom of his neck from the fire. Freedom from the fire. Forgiveness for his sins. مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ. What? Just to give a fasting person something to break his fast with. وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ. And he will get the same reward which the fasting person had obtained. مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيُّنْ قَصَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٌ. Without anything being diminished from the reward of the fasting person, the other person, whom he gave something to break his fast. The Sahaba were concerned. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ الصَّائِمُ." Not every one of us possess that amount to give a fasting person to break his fast with. Not every one of us has those means. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, مَنْ فَتَّرَ صَائِمًا عَلَى تَمْرَةٍ. Whoever gave a date to a fasting person, just one date, أو شَرْبَةِ مَاءٍ, or a drink of water, one date, or a drink of water, أو مَذْقَةِ لَبَنٍ, or a sip of milk, if even that you give to a fasting person, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I missed out the first part here. يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابِ. That this very same sawab which he mentioned, كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَإِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. It will be forgiveness for his sins. It will be freedom for his neck from the fire of Jahannam, wa kana lahu mithlu ajrihi min ghairi ayun qasam min ajrihi shay'un, and he will get the same reward of the fasting person without that fasting person's reward being diminished. This Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will give this very, very same reward to that one, fattara sa'iman ala tamratin, who gave a fasting person even a date to break his fast with, aw sharbati ma'in, or even a drink of water, aw madhqati labanin, or even a sip of milk. Wa huwa shahrun, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a month. Awwaluhu rahmatun, the first part of this month, the first 10 days, brings the rahmat of Allah. The first part of the month brings the rahmat of Allah. Allah's rahmat falls down in great abundance. Wa awsatuhu maghfira, and the middle part of this month, which is the middle 10 days, that middle part brings Allah's forgiveness. First 10 days rahmat, second 10 days maghfirat. Wa akiruhu itkum minan nar, and the last portion of the month, the last 10 days, brings Allah's freedom of people from the fire of Jahannam. Itkum minan nar, freedom from the fire. Allah sets souls free from the fire of Jahannam, such souls that had deserved the fire. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen, you will have people working for you, you will have bondsmen, you will have slaves, whatever they may be. Well, we don't have slaves now, but in our time there are people, your employees, workmen, laborer working for you. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man kaffafa an mamluki fihi, anybody who lightens the work of his bondsman in this month, make things a little easier, after all he's a fasting person too, he's a Muslim, ghafarallahu lahu, because you did that act of takfif with your workmen, with your bondsmen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for your sins. Anyone, man kaffafa an mamlukihi fi, anyone who lightens the burden of his workman, of his bondsman in this month, ghafarallahu lahu, Allah will forgive him for his sins. Wa ataqahu minan nar, and Allah will free him from the fire. Just by doing that act of takfif and lightening, ghafarallahu lahu wa ataqahu minan nar, Allah will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a piece of advice in the end here, which we should pay attention to. More advice, of course. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wastaksiru fihi min arba'i khisalin. He said, do in great abundance in this month four things. These four things should be done in great abundance. Khaslataini turuduna bihima rabbakum. Two of these acts will be such that they would please your Lord. By your doing these two acts, you will make your Rabb, you will make Allah happy, very, very happy. وَقَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَاءَ بِكُمَ عَنْهُمَا, and the other two acts, you can't do without them. You need them. So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wastaksiru fihi min arba'i qisalin, that do four things in great abundance in this month. Four things. What are these four things? Qaslataini, two of these things. Turuduna bihima rabbakum, you will make your Rabb and your Lord happy by doing two of them. Wa qaslataini, the other two, la ghina'a bikum anhuma, you can do without them, you need them. Then the Rasul gave tafsir, فَأَمَّا الْقَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ, as for the two acts which you will do in this month in great abundance and cause your Rabb to be happy with you, فَشَهَادَةُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, It is the testimony, the shahadat of La ilaha illallah. وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ And you will beg him for forgiveness. So in this month, the amount of La ilaha illallah we should recite, Subhanallah. The whole day, the whole night, La ilaha illallah. أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ The best of all zikr. La ilaha illallah. There is no ma'bud, no ilah illallah. The Rasul said that do that in great abundance. Testify, bear witness. فَشَهَادَةُ وَاللَّهِ إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ And you will beg Allah for forgiveness in this month. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. So two types of zikr in great abundance. La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. 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 And by doing that, تُرُدُّونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ The Rasul said, you will make your Rabb very happy with you. وَأَمَّا الْقَسْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا And as for those two acts, which you can do without, you are not independent of these two acts. The Rasul said, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ You will ask Allah for Jannah in this month. You will make plenty dua for Jannah. Allahumma inni asaluka ridhaka wal Jannah. Allahumma inni asaluka jannat al firdaus. You will ask Allah and beg Allah for Jannah. Fatas'aluna Allah al Jannah. Wa ta'awwadhuna bihi minan nar. And you will seek refuge in Allah from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are the two things, the other two things which you need and you can't do without. La ghina'a bikum anhuma fatas'aluna Allah al-jannah. وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ Then the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam concluded, وَمَنْ سَقَى صَائِمًا Anybody who gives a fasting person water in this month, quenches his thirst. Subhanallah, سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْضِي Allah will quench his thirst. Allah will give him to drink from my house, from my fountain, from my pond. Sharbatan, such a drink. La yadhma'u hatta yadkul al-jannah. Such a drink which will cause him not to be thirsty again until he enters the Jannah. Anybody who gives a fasting person something to drink quenches his thirst. He is thirsty. Saqallahu min hawdi. Allah will quench his thirst. From my fountain, give him to drink from my fountain, such a drink, la yadhma'u, such a drink because of which he's not going to feel any thirst again, hatta yadkul al-jannah, until he enters the Jannah. Rawahu ibn Khuzaymah fi sahihihi, the great muhaddith Allama ibn Khuzaymah quoted this hadith, wa qala, and he said, in sahha al-qabr, wa رواه البيهقي and Imam Bayhaqi has also narrated this ورواه أبو الشيخ ابن حبان and so many other muhaddisin have narrated this hadith. So we will suffice with this. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this khutbah on the last day of Shaban. Most likely today is the last day of Shaban. Let us remember this. Let us act upon this. Inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.